Welcome to Colt Stadium in Houston, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting second. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting third. The left fielder, Willie McCovey. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ernie Bowman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Sanford. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jack Sanford. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Spangler. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Turk Farrell. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Turk Farrell. And now, play ball. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a fly ball into center field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spangler for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haller for the out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman strikes out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford fires to first and has Staub trapped. There's the throw to Hiller who tags Staub for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ernie Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman hits a fly ball into left field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 1 in the game. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sanford moves to second. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a fly ball into left field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromontii is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromontii hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCovey strikes out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 1 in the game. Cepeda hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 1 in the game. Spangler hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple bunts towards the mound. Sanford fields it and throws to first for the out. Spangler moves to second. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bateman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spangler scores. Runnels moves to second. It's 1-0, Astros. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Runnels moves to third. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 1 in the game. Haller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 1 in the game. Davenport is called out on strikes. One out. Ernie Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haller moves to second. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sanford bunts towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Haller moves to third. Bowman moves to second. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 2 in the game. Hiller hits a fly ball into left field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Giants nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lillis hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCovey hits a fly ball into left field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 2 in the game. Cepeda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mays moves to third. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Haller hits a fly ball into center field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Giants nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spangler hits a pop-up towards short. Bowman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 2 in the game. Davenport is called out on strikes. One out. Ernie Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bowman hits a fly ball into left field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sanford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Giants nothing. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bateman hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-3 in the game. Hiller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCovey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. McCovey reaches second base with a double. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Giants nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lillis strikes out. Two outs. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Haller hits a fly ball into left field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matty Alou pinch hits for Jim Davenport. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cepeda moves to third. Ed Bailey pinch hits for Ernie Bowman. Hal Woodshick now pitching. Harvey Keene pinch hits for Ed Bailey. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 1, and San Francisco Giants, 0. Goodbye from Colt Stadium in Houston.